What up, ATS? This is Clever One coming to you live from Hollywood, California. I've been gone for a few weeks. Had a little drama, went on vacation. It sucked. My son got sick, ended up in the hospital, blah, blah, blah. Drama, drama, drama. He's fine now, though. End of story. Went to Chester, Illinois for the Popeyes picnic celebration. That was fun. For a minute. And then I wanted to get back to L.A. No, it was cool, man. Chester, Illinois, home of Popeye the Sailor Man. Look it up. Google it. Believe that. Look up Popeye's Picnic. You'll get all 10 minutes of excitement. It was good times. Dollar beers. Can't beat that. Anyway, just thought I'd get on here and podcast for a minute. I was able to retrieve... Actually, you know what's funny is... every year in my town, they have Popeye's Picnic because the backstory of that is Elsie Seeger, the creator of Popeye, was born in Chester, Illinois. So every year we have this picnic where, you know, the rent-a-carnival comes to town with the, you know, the scary Ferris wheel and the swings that you hope don't break down because you know they've been in use for a good 30 years. And the guy running it doesn't look like he graduated 8th grade. So, you know... You're putting your life in his hands. I'm not judging, I'm just saying. Just mental notes. But, so yeah, Chester, Illinois has the Popeye Picnic every year. And this year, it's funny because this year, for some reason, they decided to do Popeye versus the aliens. They always do a theme every year, and this year it was aliens. So just, you know, kind of funny. And that's also how I was able to, if you look under my recent posts, my threads, you'll see the, you know, my hometown was... supposedly destroyed and then resurrected by aliens and UFOs back in the day. So that was kind of brought back to light in the local newspaper this year, thanks to the theme of Popeye's Picnic. And I had actually seen that magazine as a youngster. And yes, I was alive in 1978. I saw that as a youngster and was instantly brought back. And I was like, oh, cool, I'd love to get a copy of that and post that on ATS. But... I can only get the cover, but I'm still trying to get a copy of the original magazine, and I will post the contents once I do. It's very interesting, a very humorous read. I don't believe it to be true because I had family live there for many years, and none of them remember being destroyed and then resurrected, but I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying they don't remember it, which could mean nothing at all. I don't know. I'll let logic and reason figure that one out for you. But anyway, I just wanted to get on here and throw, just, you know, cast my pod, reel in, see what kind of response I get. Usually don't get much, but I got the faithful few who do always give me my props, and that's always nice. Anyway, I'm done. I'll stop boring you all. I just thought I'd get on here and ramble. All right, back to work. Peace.